In eastern Congo, outside a hospital that treats victims of violent rape, hundreds of women sing to God while they wait to be seen. They're asking for peace. They are the victims of a war of sexual violence, in which tens of thousands of women, including infants and the elderly, have been gang-raped by armed groups over the past 10 years during the Congo's long civil war. The rape crisis has attracted much media attention, but despite the global awareness and recent peace deals in the region, rape victims continue to arrive here at Ponzi Hospital. Every day, about 250 of them. Dr. Dennis Mukungeri is a surgeon here.
Mais normalement, je commence le travail à 7 heures.
He works 13-hour days, operating on rape victims who have traumatic fistula, a tearing of the vaginal tissue from mutilations by things like bayonets and bullets. Dr. Mukungeri explained that rape is used here by armed groups as a war strategy, with effective results. Many are infected with HIV. Others experience a level of violence almost unprecedented anywhere in the world, and as a result, the armed groups show the civilians who's in charge.
Je pense que c'est vraiment pour chercher le traumatisme maximal et mettre une marque indélébile.
I think it's truly to cause the greatest trauma possible and to leave an indelible mark, to show the force, to show the power. And these mutilations, when they're done by several people, the transmission of HIV and AIDS is easier.
Certainement que la transmission du VIH est très facilitée.
Many women who are raped are unable to seek medical attention for many years because it's unsafe for them to travel. 55-year-old Josephine was raped 4 years ago by the rebel group the Interahamwe, the same armed group responsible for the 1994 Rwandan genocide, many of whom fled here to Congo. Her husband was killed in the attack on her village, and after being raped, she immediately began to feel sharp pains in her stomach, but feared traveling to her hospital. It wasn't until now when a mobile medical team from Ponzi found her and brought her to the hospital. She says when the Interahamwe and other rebel groups see women, they rape, and when they see men, they kill. She wants them to be punished. Today at the hospital, she's awaiting the results from her HIV test. After almost 10 years of treating the crisis, one woman at a time, Dr. Mukungeri is tired. Between surgeries, he continues to talk to the press, but says he sometimes wonders if it will do any good.
There have been lots of news about this in Europe and in the U.S., about the crisis of rape in Eastern Congo, but it's still ongoing. What do you think needs to happen?
I'm very astonished. I've begun to lose faith in mankind. I said to myself, I could understand that young men didn't know any better, but I've seen important people in this world pass through this hospital. I've seen them in tears, and then nothing is done. And I say to myself, that's not how I know the world to be. I thought the world was a world of solidarity, a world of humanism, a world that fought against injustice. But today, I see otherwise. When you see thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people who are completely destroyed and left lifeless, and there's no reaction, you can say that this story has been told without effect. And I would ask you the question, why don't people care?
Pourquoi ce silence?
For now, the hundreds of women waiting outside to be treated turn to God and ask for a long-awaited peace. From the Democratic Republic of Congo, Anna Sussman and Jonathan Jones reporting for In the Fray.